There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
First of all, if we stick with a calendar withdrawal from Afghanistan, we will see the same kind of failure we saw in Iraq because of our total withdrawal there. In Iraq, they're not ready to take on ISIS in the second largest city of Mosul. They have no strategy to defeat ISIS, and ISIS continues to do very well. We haven't even been able to drive them out of the town of Kobani using the world's greatest air assets.
Who's running the show after the Paris massacre? We should be worried here in the United States. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How do you feel about your country and how safe we are in these United States? I do have to say, with some of the connections that I have to terrorism task force members via my really main dude at the Pentagon, I'll say, all who cannot reveal themselves on the air, but will tell me from time to time some interesting things. I know we do have good people in place. We really do have some great intelligence folks that pour over an amazing amount of information and have some clever ways, not the Snowden way, some other ways of gathering information, and that makes me feel good. However, there is no 100%. As somebody who survived what happened to New York City on 9/11 and watched in horror all the things that happened afterwards, and just so sad. There's no great adjective for it. People had heavy hearts in New York, and not just in New York. Around the country, people really felt for those in Washington, those in New York, those who lost people in the flight that went down in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. And remember all those people from the flights, especially that went into the World Trade Center and into the Pentagon, et cetera, and into the field, were from all over the country. So it was Americans. It was our brothers and sisters and young children and sad, sad stories. And going through that and then seeing the aftermath and the scattering of trying to figure out what to do and how do we miss this and what about this loop. You know, it's the worst thing. Monday morning quarterbacking is okay when you're talking about sports, not when you're talking about lives. And that was the worst part of 9/11. The woulda, shoulda, couldas. Oh, geez, if only we had realized the guy came in with a bag full of cash and only wanted to learn how to fly, not to land. If only the one agent had told the other agent in another office. And all that happened afterwards. And here in France, what's happening is they still search for those two brothers who are at large, maybe in a wooded area. That's what they believe, because there was a sighting at the gas station where they stole some gas and stole some food. The question becomes, wow, these two brothers, Saeed and Sharif Karachi, were on the U.S. no-fly list. How is it one even did time for terrorism? How is it that they easily went back and forth from Syria and from some other areas and who knows where else and were never, ever stopped? There were massive intel gaps. If I were in France and I were a French citizen, I would be concerned about that, because we've lived through that. We know about the woulda, coulda, shouldas. I'll say it again, there is no 100%. Of course, there's no 100%. But there are concerns about what do we know and what don't we know about people involved in radical Islam. And that rekindles our thoughts here in the United States and elsewhere. Think about it. Do we have as the strongest intelligence capabilities going that we can have? I know for a fact, my own circle, that there are, like I just mentioned, some really good people that weren't chased out, by the way, of the CIA, for example, even though they've been hit on the head so many times and have been offered much more high-paying jobs. Many of them decided, many of these agents decided to stick around. So now, certainly, we have to do whatever we can to make sure that our intelligence gathering operations are the best that they can possibly be. It is a little bit of a wake-up call, because we haven't had that kind of attack. We've had threats, and we've had other things that have happened, but not on the scale of France by any means. We've been able to really stop them. And, you know, when you look at the interrogation and detention policies, when you hear about the arguments over Guantanamo, with all of that, and the changes that were made after Ed Snowden to the National Security Agency and their surveillance, and the way information data is collected, and the concerns about trampling civil liberties, you know, it is a pendulum. How far in what direction are we going? How far are we willing to go? We are certainly, I believe, accepting a little more risk, and we know that, right? Do you feel like we've accepted a little more risk? I absolutely feel that way. Still knowing there are some good people trying to protect this country. Are we safe and secure? Are we as safe and secure as we thought we once were? It's a legitimate question to ask. The Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, said on Wednesday, he was speaking at a cybersecurity conference at Fordham University in New York City. He said, "Just acknowledge the fact that we as a nation are accepting more risk. We are not as safe and secure as we used to be." He didn't address the Paris incident specifically. And he explained the Snowden leaks changed the way terrorists operate because they looked at our methods. Now they have a little bit more of the playbook. And that's the challenge. The challenge is, what can you hide? What can they not have access to? And what do they have access to? And how can that hurt us and give us holes and links in the system that are soft? You know, the budget for intelligence, any kind of intelligence gathering, has dropped dramatically since 2010, when it was at $80 billion. You got to think of when that was and think of, you know, 9/11 and all of that kind of stuff. It dropped to $63 billion last year, and it's $66 billion for 2015. Now, that number is military intelligence and the rest of the intelligence community covered in that. All the agencies, right? So now you think about what it is and what you're open to, and you do have to ask the question, do we have concerns about holes in our system? And what about eventually shutting down Guantanamo Bay? There's a big concern about the release of the prisoners. Prisoners who, by the way, some of the countries won't accept, which is why they've continued to be at Guantanamo. Of course, Peking, the right is right New York Republican congressman, longtime congressman, said the attack underscores the importance of local intelligence, like the surveillance conducted by the New York Police Department. You heard Senator John McCain at the top. We have more. Mitch McConnell next here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. cases. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black.
He's in the process of trying to close Guantanamo, which is the perfect place for foreign terrorists who are captured overseas. He wants to mainstream them frequently into a U.S. Article 3 court, which means they're going to get a lawyer and shut up. I mean, what you want the most from a foreign terrorist trying to kill us is, what else do they know?
Yeah, what else do they know? That's my question. That's Mitch McConnell, the new majority leader, of course, in the Senate. And the conversation is the conversation that we're all having somewhat in our backyard. There is always a common denominator besides what's happened in Paris and the reaction and, geez, are we safe in the United States and what are we doing and that kind of thing. Our everyday grind, taking the kids to school, filling up, doing the job, whatever it is, weather is the other common denominator. We're going to talk about the weather. 28 states have unbelievable temperatures. You know, we're talking below zero wearing five sweaters and chilly. We're talking ice in Florida. Ooh, me oh my oh. That's pretty tough. And hey, coming up next on America Tonight, a conversation with Patrick Poole. Wait till you hear him from PJ Media. Love Patrick Poole because he tells it like it is. I mean, he's not being pulled in any direction. He's telling you what he knows, and he's got some really good inside dope on Washington. And he and I agree on a lot of what's going on, especially when it comes to who's running the show. Who's watching the store? Who are we putting our trust in when it comes to the people who are making these decisions in D.C. over security, cyber terrorism, all of it, all wrapped into one. And also Boko Haram with a horrific killing spree that he's going to talk about when he joins us in our next segment on America Tonight. Coming up in our next hour, too, just so you know this, we've got cheap movie reviews. Cheap movie reviews are good because there's still some decent movies that are coming out, and I know a lot of you went to the movies because you sent me little snippets. I'll be sending you books with your cheap movie reviews, so how about that? Got this from Lepperman, who says, I would rather have risk than infringement on freedom. That's a no-brainer. So there's that line again. The line is, how far is too far? The line is certainly we don't want militarization in our country. Well, I don't want that, right? We don't want also as the excuse to take away some of our liberties, throwing the terror flag up either. But I would say, as much as I am a states' rights person, I still believe there's a role for the federal government. And I still hope to God, I do, that we've got people that are good, that are talented at what they do and are passionate about it, because they want to be those people. They want to be the gatekeepers of information, meaning not hiding information, but they want to get the information that will help stop somebody from doing something horrific to innocent people in our country. You know, and we know it. Imagine, and I hate to always dig back into that bag, but because it was the biggest besides Pearl Harbor, I suppose. Imagine just simply going to work at the World Trade Center, the normal route, the normal thing, you feed your teenage kids, you jump in the car, you park, you get on the train, you're slugging it out. You make a decent salary, but you're not a big-time trader. You're not one of the fat cats rolling in a bunch of dough. You're just one of the people that is there to help facilitate. You're an administrative person, and you like your job, but you're certainly not thinking, this is the day that I might make it down the steps, might get in an elevator, while the place is half crumbling around me, but I feel lucky because I have a shot at possibly getting out of this, and I'm not even sure what it is. I mean, it is just mind-boggling to me. Life is precious. I'm sure to all of you listening, life is precious. There are things that you want to do. There are things you want to see. You want to, I'm sure, grab it all up, right? And not have it taken away from you because somebody has an agenda that's not your agenda, that has nothing to do with you, that has nothing to do with how you feel or what you think or any of that. And that's exactly what happened. It's just such a stark reminder. But Lepperman is also correct that you don't want an overreach. You don't want an infringement that you can't live with either. It is a thin line to dance on, without a doubt. It's a very, very thin line. And figuring out where you're crossing over that line is incredibly important, especially when you're in those positions of power and you have a say. You have a vote in the war room. You have a stake in it. We all have a stake in it. But we don't have say. We don't have sway. Not really, other than bombarding our Congress people and senators. And that does matter. And it is significant. But you still ultimately are not the person in the room persuading and trying to make an argument for X, Y, Z. Why do we need this? Why do we need that? What is it we're doing to catch would-be terrorists in a net to stop them from harming innocent people? What are we doing to ensure that we're stopping them to the best of our ability without violating people's rights? You know, the Snowden thing certainly brought that to light. I mean, look at the metadata, the information, ridiculous information that was being gathered. And then how much of that was significant, how much of that stopped people who had an agenda, who had an axe to grind, who had a target, who just wanted to cause problems. And when I say that, you know, you think of the shoe bomber. You think of the underwear bomber. And the shoe bomber, it was in Miami, right? The underwear bomber, the kid that was trying to blow up that plane on Christmas Day not too long ago, would have ruined lots of lives if that had happened. The guy who wanted to blow up the building in Dallas. The other guy who assimilated and wanted to blow up Times Square, and he would have hit innocent people, but some smart vendors were aware and they were looking for it. Quickly, let's go to Grim. Hey, Grim, how are you?
Still, you know, still worrying about the same thing you're worrying about. It's the old analogy. It'd be nice if we could put screen doors on submarines. You know, a weapon of war where you have a screen door and be able to come and go. You know, nobody can have screen doors nowadays. They got bar doors.
Yeah.
You know, what you talked about earlier, our intelligence community, because, you know, my family's part of it, but they're going to be great with, you know, foreign. It's domestic because you just can't predict domestic. That's the problem they're having. And, you know, we got a growing population, and it's, you know, getting denser and denser in cities, so it's going to, you know, it's going to be just hard to stop.
Yeah, the so-called lone wolves, the people who just are disenfranchised, don't care, and have, you know, don't care who they... Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and, you know, you take... A lot of people don't remember, but, you know, you go back to the 70s, and here we're going to give an embassy in Cuba, and they don't remember the hijackings.
Mm.
You know, is that going to come back if we just arbitrarily open up Cuba? And, you know, we got the immigrants, you know, MS-13. And, you know, we got Little Havana. We got all these little separate communities. And, you know, the more denser it gets, you know, tempers rise. And the best thing in the world is, like I say, if we could just go back to where we don't have bars. It's a community thing is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, it is a community thing. You're absolutely right. It's and you see it in other places, too. There's no question about it. And it is, it's really frightening, as you say. It gets denser. It's easier to hide. It's easier when there's a swell. And what do you do, and how do you separate that, and how do you figure it all out? And the question is, I guess not the question. What you have to do is assimilate. You have to have a lot of surveillance. You have to have a lot of undercover work. And that's the best way to be able to snuff some of those people out. In other words, find them before it's too late. Patrick Poole, PJ Media. You don't want to miss this conversation. That's next on America Tonight.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday for sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Terrorism, Patrick Poole is a national security and terrorism expert. He's a correspondent for PJMedia.com. We've had him on several times, and we see what happened in Paris. And now Patrick has broken a story today about Boko Haram. Patrick, tell us the gruesome details of this one.
Well, Kate, it is absolutely horrific what I'm hearing from both media reports, BBC's reporting, and also the Nigerian government, that Boko Haram has massacred up to 2,000 people in a city called Baga up by Lake Chad. And it was that city was in the news here over the weekend when Boko Haram took over a military base neighboring the city. They were able to push out the government. That left the people in Baga, which is about 10,000, a city of about 10,000, completely unprotected. They launched an attack here within just the past 2 days, and the reports are staggering. And apparently the town has been burned to the ground. Bodies are littering the streets, and officials are saying as many and maybe even more than 2,000 people murdered by Boko Haram.
Wow. Wow. Unbelievable. What do you think the response will be? What do you think the response should be from our government? You know, we see people trotting out in front of microphones, but what do we do? What should happen here?
Well, in fact, the Nigerian ambassador last week went to went to the U.S. media and said, hey, you know, we're asking the Obama administration for help, and we're not getting anything here. Nigeria has troops from Chad and Cameroon, two neighboring countries, because Boko Haram has also staged attacks. There are 1.5 million displaced people inside Nigeria at the moment. Winter setting in, and there's fears that we could have tens of thousands of people dead here this winter from starvation because there's just not enough food to feed all these refugees. And what meager aid resources exist there in northern Nigeria are entirely gone. All the aid agencies have pulled out because of Boko Haram. And I reported on this last month. I had an article with PJ Media called Nigeria Teetering on the Brink, Eight Terrifying Trends. And I couldn't even imagine what we're hearing today. It's just beyond comprehension.
Wow, unbelievable. And while this is happening, there's still a manhunt going on in Paris and all over France, frankly, for what the horrific thing that happened yesterday, where the gunman went into that magazine/newspaper where they were, a satirical publication who had, as you know, they had published things about the Prophet Muhammad, and they knew they were under fire, so to speak, because they even had guards since they were firebombed a few years earlier, and nobody knew of this attack. There was no red flags. Things are unfolding, supposedly. But then there was something that happened a couple of days before. What do you make of that?
Well, we saw three separate terror attacks last month leading up to Christmas. We saw a suspect go into a police station, shout Allahu Akbar, stab a police officer, very seriously injuring him. And then we saw two separate attacks of guys driving their cars, shouting Allahu Akbar again, into crowds of pedestrians, killing a number of people. And then yesterday's attack, which at this point it's still ongoing. The two main suspects are still at large, still armed. They reportedly killed a police officer this morning. A female police officer, and attacked a gas station with a rocket launcher. And who knows how this situation is going to get resolved?
Yeah, no kidding. The people. So if you're somebody in France or somebody in Paris, I mean, how frightening is this to watch what just systematically happened there and other things that have happened? And we're seeing that this was one of the warnings that, hey, look out, Europe. I mean, is this at the all-time? I mean, this is the worst all-time highest time for being on high alert, etc., for terrorism. And how concerned should we be in the United States about potential attacks here, Patrick?
Oh, absolutely. Back in October, we saw two separate terror attacks that killed two Canadian Army officials. We saw the attack in Sydney, Australia last month. The attack in Paris. There's a whole series, and it really hasn't reached the American media. There's a whole series of car bombings in Malmö, Sweden, the third largest city in Sweden, which has basically been taken over by the Muslim community, that has gone unreported, and it's only a matter of time. And one of the, I think it's important for your listeners to understand, it is official U.S. policy that anyone who is fighting with terrorist groups in Syria and Iraq, who is a U.S. citizen or is a permanent resident, there is nothing to impede them from re-entering the country. And that is official stated policy. And we find out that these two guys that they're hunting for in Paris had just returned a couple months ago from Syria, where undoubtedly they were fighting most likely with Jabhat al-Nusra, the al-Qaeda affiliate there. And there's nothing at this point. Some of these guys, and the media has vastly underreported the number of Americans who are fighting in Syria, intentionally so. And the FBI has been lying to Congress, lying to the media. I mean, we just had a guy from Minneapolis killed here last week fighting with ISIS in Syria. And there's nothing to prevent these guys from coming back into the country.
Wow. And so that should be one of the pushes, I would assume. Let's get legislation out. Like, you, that's it. Revoke the passports. Don't let them back in.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, when some members of Congress, Michelle Bachmann, who was one, introduced a bill like that, the administration pushed back hard. And that's when, you know, in response to this policy of we're going to let these guys back in because they're, you know, U.S. citizens are permanent. I mean, it's insane. And it's going to get Americans killed.
Yeah, and I would think now, especially as you're reporting this news of Boko Haram that's going on, and then what's happening in France and some of the things that we've seen happen lately, there seems to be an uptick in this. And is it just that groups are getting more organized, or they've plotted maybe some of these things already, or who knows?
Well, we're seeing record numbers of these guys going to Syria and Somalia and Nigeria, fighting with these groups, getting trained and coming back. And, you know, Al-Qaeda itself was born out of the foreign fighters who went to Afghanistan to fight the Soviets. And the record, the numbers we're seeing now are just astronomically larger. And you have the momentum thing. There's really nothing pushing back on these, terrorist groups, regardless of whether it's Boko Haram in Nigeria or, ISIS and Jabhat al-Nusra in Syria and Iraq or, the Taliban in Afghanistan and Pakistan. They're not being rolled back, and so they have the momentum. And I heard one statistic here just earlier this week that 1,000 foreign fighters are joining up with ISIS every month in Syria. I mean, it's just staggering.
Wow. It is unparalleled. And then we're being told that, oh, it's not as great as you think. And especially you made the comment about people aren't realizing what's going on and how many Americans are involved in that, which to me is just so shocking. You trade freedom for that, and I don't get it. That, are you that disillusioned, or what is it that's sucking mostly these young men toward this kind of life?
Well, and in fact, a number of these ISIS recruits from the United States have come out of Minneapolis, the Somali community in Minneapolis. That's been reported.
Yeah.
Most of these, they're either refugees themselves or their parents were refugees who had to flee Somalia because of this exact same nonsense. And yet they join up with the jihadist cause, and it's just things are spiraling out of control. And I spend about half my time in Washington D.C. There are no adults in the room in Washington D.C. Especially with this administration. You have campaign drivers who are now on the National Security Council, and they're determining. People think I'm exaggerating, and I'm not. People have absolutely no business involved in this, running our foreign policy. Oh, hey, let's knock off Gaddafi. Well, you know, we saw how well that worked out in Benghazi. You know, let's back these Syrian rebels. Well, we see exactly what's happening, in Syria and Iraq right now with ISIS. It's just, nobody is minding the store, and, the only thing I can see that can really right the ship, so to speak, is the American people burning down the phone lines in Washington, D.C. and saying, this has got to stop.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's frightening. Everything that you just said there, no adults in the room. I've been to Washington many times, and I feel the same way. But particularly in the areas that we're talking about, we need more than a few good men. We need people who really know what they're doing, and that is frightening. What a way to end this. Patrick Poole, thanks so much, as always, for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
The knowledge. knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
With the NFL season winding down to the big day in Arizona, some are already looking to the draft. I'm the Sports Princess, and that's next on Sports Shorts.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone, and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take one weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
The clock is ticking for college football players deciding to make the leap to the pros. In 1 week, the window to declare intentions for the draft closes. Once Florida State was knocked out of the college football championships, Seminole quarterback Jameis Winston wasted no time in declaring he's in. Many draft experts think he could be number one. Wisconsin running back Melvin Gordon, who led the nation in rushing with over 2,500 yards, could go in the first round. And leading SEC Auburn wideout Sammy Coates could fall in the first round as well. So far, 58 underclassmen have declared for the draft. Last year, there were 98. Stay tuned. It should be interesting. On April 30th, the first day of the draft in Chicago, as Tampa has the first pick. I'm the Sports Princess, and that's Sports Shorts. You can shake it up with a call, 855-266-5283. Kate, hanging with all of you across this great nation. We should be talking about things like the draft, what's coming up in the movies, or the nonsense coming out of Washington. Instead, we're seeing that, one of the things, and I guess this is hooked to Washington that we have to be concerned about is, for goodness sake, who's in charge? Who's watching our backs? Who's looking out there for something that we're not seeing, whether it's in the communities or whether it's offshore or wherever it's coming from? I know for a long time people have predicted, oh, get ready, there's going to be something else that happens, and I don't want to be one of those people because I hope it doesn't. But we have to have the best possible capabilities to be able to do that if we want to stay safe and live and play and work the way we do right now. Pete in Texas. Pete, thanks for hanging on. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. That last guy, he almost said that those lone wolves were probing. He almost said it.
Yeah.
I feel it in my bones. But no, the pursuit of happiness is being infringed upon by all this mess, and it's due to political correctness. We're going to have to knock that stuff off.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, if you go too far down that lane, then what are you going to end up with?
You know, we don't have any we don't have any law enforcement there. Their hands are tied behind their backs, and they're not enforcing any federal laws on these people.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a problem.
You know, so here we are. This is what we've got. We've got probing. And I'm tired of being probed.
Yeah. Yeah, boy, I agree.
Yeah.
We do have probing. It doesn't work.
No.
Mm-mm.
That's all I have to say.
All right, Peter. I understand. I feel you. Absolutely. And I'm glad that you hung through. That's exactly what Patrick Poole was talking about, having, you know, covered Washington for so long and still in Washington and doing that, as he said. It's these Paris attacks are just a reminder of the intelligence, of surveillance, of what's, you know, where are we on the pendulum on all of that? We certainly don't want to go too far to the other side. Remember, they had all that surveillance that was being conducted by the New York Police Department, and then the department was slammed and it was disbanded because of the surveillance in the Muslim communities. They said it wasn't right. And of course, this is what they were finding, some of the ties, like the guy from the Times Square, in those, that's how they found him. That's how they uncovered a lot of that. But it was just shut down immediately. And then we just had the CIA's harsh interrogation methods, you know, the report that blasted them, waterboarding, all the stuff that we already knew about and had already talked about years and years ago, but more of that coming out, just even more details. So I think there are concerns about the flow of legal and illegal immigrants, of course. You know that. We talk about that. We've had people on the show about the need for more money being, frankly, thrown into the Department of Homeland Security. Because, you know, they're talking about slashing even that budget even more. You cannot interfere with counterterrorism methods as far as the money. Because the more money we pull away from that, the less or the more risk that we inherit is what the bottom line is. The more risk we inherit. And as I said, put yourself in the shoes of the people who were going to work on 9/11 and what that was like, a beautiful, sunny, normal day, a happy, happy day. Some people had just come out of a big concert in New York, others in Washington, you know, coming off of a big weekend, and then they never came back. And I know I've told this story maybe once or twice. I'll tell it quickly again. My mother had a young guy that was calling her every week. And he was trying desperately to get a job at the Pentagon. He would call. He was a nice guy, call up every week and say, geez, you know, Mrs. Delaney, what can you do? Anything you can do. And, try, you know, I really want to get in. And she used everything she could to get him in the Pentagon. She finally did. And because that's what she was asked to do, asked to find a few good people. And she got him in. And he was there 1 week before. It was his second week, and he was killed in that Pentagon, in that plane that hit the Pentagon. And, boy, it broke my mother's heart. Just a terrible thing. So there were all kinds of connections and things to people on 9/11, and none of us want to live through that again. Nobody wants to live through that in their neighborhood. Think about it. you like your haunt. You like your comfortable way of life, or at least I hope some of you have a comfortable way of life, meaning the things that you do, your local coffee shop you go to, the grocery store you go to, the errands you run, the people you know run around and the stuff that you do, and certainly you don't want to see that dissolve. And of course, that's part of the worry. Imagine the people in France and how they feel, and they still have not caught those two brothers. What does that tell you about what's happening there? Today, earlier at the White House press briefing, the White House press secretary, Josh Earnest, said that the U.S. security analysts are working around the clock to try to protect American people and American interests here and at home and also around the world, and that we were doing everything that we could in our power in the United States. And like I said, there's no way to know exactly what lurks and what's happening, but certainly you know that it's a possibility. It's the world we live in, and you can't look over your shoulder, and you can't not enjoy your life, but we want to enjoy these freedoms that we have, or as Pete was saying, you know, happiness, our right to happiness. You get one crack at this. Didn't they make a million bumper stickers about this? Aren't there always new sayings about life is short, you know? Life is short, so we don't want to spend it looking over our shoulder waiting for something to happen. And we don't want to live in fear. Don't want to live that way. And, you know, the one editor for that weekly in Paris, he had to live that way because of what he chose to do and was passionate about and even had a private guard, but it didn't matter. In the end, they found a way to get him. It took a few years, but they got him. And that's something to keep in mind. It's something to look around, and that's something to think about. Something to think about. And by the way, they have definitely found the Al-Qaeda link. The Paris massacre suspect had traveled to a Yemen terror camp. So Syed and Sharif, you know, had gone to Yemen where they hooked up with the camp leaders, and they might have even contacted some of the key members of the group before that attack that left the 12 people dead in the end. The target, Charlie, had the office of that satirical weekly, and the French police are still at this moment swarming the forest right now, looking for the two suspects, hoping that they're going to be able to get them and get them alive if they can, not trying to necessarily gun them down, get into a firefight with them, be able to actually take them in. Hey, any thoughts on the show? You can always send them to me, americatonight.net. Have a great weekend, and yo-yo, thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.